Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, get ready. Strap yourselves in. It is Friday, the first day of February 2013. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and then we'll return, Lord willing, this Sunday, as I always do, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern for the Sunday transmission. She hadn't been on in about 4 or 5 months. Rosa Corey, who's one of the best researched, well-spoken firebrands hailing from where San Francisco, and the author of Behind the Green Mask, You and Agenda 21, she will be joining us coming up in the second hour to talk all things Agenda 21, because that is the global treaty to bring in deindustrialization and a system designed, economies designed to implode in concentric rings down to a feudal system where we are under total social engineer control. And again, everything is Agenda 21. Everything is eugenics. And as I do more and more research, it just slams me like a ton of bricks how accurate we are. And I'm not saying we're accurate, oh, we're good people. I'm saying we know what we're talking about. We've got them. We have them. This morning, I was almost late to work, because in amongst my other duties in the morning, I ended up watching about 45 minutes of the video that is academic and very dry, but bone-chilling. And the article is up at Infowars.com. Population control propagandist. This is at Yale. We get very little opposition from the public through the sitcoms, drama, and TV. We get very little opposition of the public because of the very gradual evolution of the characters. And here they are admitting what we already know, that the dramas, the sitcoms, the soap operas, not just here but worldwide, are globalist financed. ABC, NBC, CBS all get Bill and Melinda Gates money that ends up going to these shows. And it's the same thing in Africa, Asia, you name it, to demonize the family, to demonize private property, to demonize liberty. And it's the ultra-mega-rich on record doing this. And what's sick is, yes, you can argue there are areas that are overpopulated, like some areas of India are absolutely hellish, areas of China absolutely hellish. That's not debatable. It's that they use the pretext of dealing with population to bring in a total control grid and actually target the middle class and the nouveau riche and the real intelligentsia that are threats to the old robber barons, and they're using this whole population thing as a cover to bring in a new dark age that they're exempt from in their technological reservations. I mean, this is earth-shattering, key information. I mean, this is the real way the world works. This is why everything's happening. We have a socially engineered system where the general population is obsolete. They don't just plan to try to have clean industries put in where people end up only having 2 children on average or less, and population goes into a negative push, whether it's Japan, the U.S., Italy, Germany, every country's the same. You see, I've actually read the population reports. I've actually read Ehrlich's books. I've actually read Paul Ehrlich's books and the rest of them, and the Henry Kissinger documents, Memorandum 200, State Department Memorandum 200, 7277, all of them. I mean, I say all of them, thousands. I mean, that's all I do. So much, I don't even remember 10% of what I've read. I mean, it's so mountainous, it's so congruent, it's so mechanized, it's so clear-cut, it's so diagrammed, and I can walk out and see it in the billboards, the culture, the TV. I don't even need to, I can see what they're doing, go, let me go type it in, look for a white paper saying this. And I go type it in, I know their language, I find the exact white paper with the exact words I just envisioned of them talking about how they planned 5 years ago what I'm looking at now.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, listening across the United States, whether it's on our 150-plus AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, the internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watching us at InfoWarsNews.com, the TV version of the radio transmission, or, of course, listening by the internet or shortwave all across the world. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Friday, the first day of February 2013. Probably one of the most well-spoken, focused fighters against the eugenics, new dark age, global government system of Agenda 21. Rosa Corey will be joining us. Hadn't been on in about 4 months. Well, she was on the nightly news a few months ago, but hadn't been on with me in about 4 or 5 months. She's going to be joining us in the second hour. And in studio, Pastor Steve Anderson is one of the people in an amazing new film that we're carrying. He's the preacher who lives in Arizona and has to drive through a Border Patrol checkpoint 100 miles in. They all know who he is and always want to search his vehicle. He says, "Why don't you do something about the illegals?" So they beat him up. That's not why he's joining us, but that video has been seen millions of times online. A lot of folks know him because of that. He has prayed for the downfall of President Obama before, which is biblical, and he's been demonized nationally for that. That's probably how some of you will know him. But after the tribulation, let no man deceive you, powerful new Christian film. And even if you're not a Christian, what are there, 1 billion, 200 million Catholics, and another billion or so other sects of Christians. So that's 2 billion plus Christians out there, people who claim they're Christians. Some estimates are 80% of Americans identify themselves as Christians, though not really practicing, but you know, still believe in God and identify with Christ. Christians from the lion's den, and of course that was Jews, but that's what Christianity came out of, right through to all the prophets, right through to, you know, 50, 60, 70, 100 years after Christ. In Rome, the Christians said slavery was wrong. And it was mainly white slaves. There were slaves from all over. If you weren't Roman, you could be a slave. It was the Christians that helped phase out slavery 2,000 years ago. It was Christians who wouldn't worship other gods and were thrown to the lions. And this is all on record. Why do Christians submit to tyranny today? Why did Christians found America by saying, no king but King Jesus, King George is a tyrant, and led that rebellion? But today, why do they submit? And the biggest issue is they teach a pre-tribulation rapture. So we're going to examine that. And again, even if you're not a Christian, this is important anthropology, important sociology, important psychology. The globalists study all the groups out there, and then they manipulate us against each other. So I study Islam, I study Christianity, I study it all. I study Satanism, the occult. I am a Christian. I studied it all. Animism, atheism, agnostics, Rosicrucianism, Aleister Crowley, baloney stuff, all of it. And I'm telling you, the globalists believe in God, and they believe in spiritual forces. I mean, how do you know when somebody's looking at you? You can be walking through the woods on your own property on 1,000 acres. I know I've been doing that before on my family's property in East Texas, and repeatedly I know when somebody's looking at me, and I'm always right. You always know in the restaurant, you feel somebody staring at you, turn around and somebody's looking at you, and it's somebody you knew years before. They're like, oh, I thought that was you, Bob. Thought that was you, Carol. They've proven that's how a monarch butterfly, 4 generations can fly to northern Canada, and then one flies all the way back using the sun and magnetic systems, windage, everything, flying at 10,000 feet all the way to Mexico. That's the incredible cells they found in fish, and they found in birds, and they're in humans as well, that are electromagnetic and that are picking up on all sorts of not just magnetic systems, but cells they don't know exactly what they do, but that are antennas. I mean, you're picking things up. The globalists know this. They're obsessed with it, and they want you to be dumbed down and unaware of it. Most of the major atheist movements, the low-level atheists, think they know it all and are real intellectual, and they never believe in it, even in government corruption. That couldn't exist. Things that are admitted can't exist. It's a very one-dimensional, dried, stale perspective. And I don't blame people wanting to be atheists. You look at establishment religion, boy, that would make me an atheist any day, or at least an agnostic. But the spiritual, it's definitely real. And humans, for our entire history, have known this, so there's always a priesthood who tries to get between you and the universe, you and God, you and God's creation, the universe. There's always that priesthood that wants to get between you and your creator, you and the power that is God's creation. Because that's where the proof, the proof of the civilization, the proof of the intelligence is the civilization, is the creation, is the master builder. People say, that's Illuminati, master builder, great architect. God is called the great architect and the master builder. In the Bible, the Luciferians take everything and they take it onto themselves. Every symbol, every name, they take it, and then there's no symbols left. There's no names left. They've taken them all. They've stolen them. And then people say, oh, you're talking about something that's the devil. No, you are looking at the counterfeit. Now, I'm not going to preach because I got a bunch of news to cover. We'll get to that coming up with the pastor in studio with us today. And he's also going to be on the Nightly News with Darren McBreen for an in-depth commercial-free during the interview. There's commercials as bookends on the TV show, 7 o'clock Central every night, InfoWarsNews.com. But the new film is available, Let No Man Deceive You, After the Tribulation, and it goes well with Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, by Chuck Baldwin and his constitutional lawyer's son, Timothy Baldwin. Great to give to every preacher. filled with the, I don't know, it's got to be 100 Bible verses about it's your job to stand up against evil and corruption and bullies and thugs, and that if you don't, God will absolutely hate you more than anybody else, that you knew innocents were being hurt, and you weren't evil, but you were a coward. God hates a coward. You need to get that straight. Justice hates a coward. Common sense hate a coward. Women hate a coward. Children hate a coward. And cowards hate themselves. You know, a man who has courage only dies a single death. Cowards die thousands of deaths. Every day is fear. Fear of what people think. Fear of what's going to happen. I absolutely hate fear. I absolutely despise it. Because it does kill your intellect. It is the mind killer. To quote a great writer, and I'd say philosopher, Frank Herbert, fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death. You need to let it pass through you, over you, around you, past you, behind you. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me. People say, what does that mean, get behind me? Get out of my way. Get out of the road. Get out of my way. Stop it. Get out. Get out. The devil accuses, tells us all day how we're bad, we're evil, we're guilty. And we all are guilty one way or another, but are our hearts guilty? Are we doing it on purpose? Do we love evil? No. And that's why the system tells you you're bad, so that you feel guilty, so you step aside when you run into the devil on the road. There is no turning back. There is no turning back on the road. There is no turning back on the run. But we're not running from the devil. We're trying to run to God. Because it's a race. And the devil, whatever you want to call it, doesn't want us to achieve that level of awakening and understanding. Consciousness. The system wants to keep you within this control box, feeling small, feeling ugly, feeling powerless, feeling scared, so that you don't break out. Climb to the surface. Come out of the cave. Plato's cave. THX1138. Robert Duvall climbs to the top. Allegory of the cave and sees the world. Logan's Run climbs out from the subterranean system of control, the technocracy, and sees the open earth. An artificial system to control us. And again, there's an hour and a half video, an hour and 50-minute video up at Infowars.com right now. Population control propaganda. We get very little opposition from the public. And they go on to say, we get very little opposition from the public because of our television programs. They are very gradual evolution of the characters. And what do they say? To end the family. To end fealty. To end any type of honor. Where you're just a nobody that's programmed by the television, by the culture. And they say by increment we do it. And it's everything I've talked about. It's everything Alan Watts talked about. Because it's all in Edward Bernays' three books. The Father of Modern Propaganda, Sigmund Freud's nephew. When you go watch it, they're sitting around giggling and getting off on the fact that they're manipulating you because you're trusting. And you look at these men, these are weak, power-grasping, shaking men who have a look of egomania in their eyes, that they are world controllers, that they are engineering you, that they have taken control, and they are world saviors. And they're there to all these PhD students doing their dissertation in this Yale hour, 50-minute thing. It's a nightmare. I haven't even watched the whole thing yet. I watched about half of it. It was very painful. Because I already knew it 100 times over, but just to see them smacking the lips and doddering around. These people are all cold and intelligent to one level, but they miss any depth or variety or versatility. Or they would absolutely run the other direction. And they talk about the Rockefellers and everybody funding them, and Maurice Strong and Paul Ehrlich and John P. Holdren and all of it. And how I was just here 40 years ago like you, and I've led the worldwide program for the engineering program in television to break down the family. to help the family. And you will soon be in this force. I mean, it's all there, and you're just like watching soldiers, armies built, and they're not even actually trying to reduce population. I'll tell you about that when we come back and then get into all the other big news. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tip of the spear in the fight to awaken free humanity, not just in the U.S. or North America, but worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And remember, if you're a new listener tuning into us on AM and FM stations all across the country, those are precious affiliates. And the fact that this broadcast is exploding, even though we come from a smaller independent radio network, not one of the big three giants, is unprecedented in the history of modern radio. And it's because station managers, owners, and sponsors in your area understand that a lot of what I've talked about, unfortunately, is now coming true. They realize we're in trouble, and they want to get this information out to you as a service. So be sure and spread the word about all the stations you're listening to, and be sure and sponsor the local station if you're a business owner, and be sure and support the sponsors and let them know you appreciate it. That is so important. That is so important because people at Yale, you know, Yale's come out recently and said, let's, you know, kill babies, some of their professors up to age 3, even if they're healthy. It's been in the Journal of Bioethics. That's the new death panel groups where they get their walking orders. They say, well, the death panel, the bioethics board says it's okay, so now we can kill you. And the police go, well, they're wearing a white lab coat. It must be okay. That's how Hitler did it. He got his first tyranny into the medical system. And I'll get more into this with Rosa Corey coming up on Agenda 21. I want to get into all the other economic news that is incredibly important. Huge purges of gun owners have begun, legal gun owners. This is moving faster than I thought. More giant military drills on a stage. We've never seen anything. This is an order of magnitudes bigger. There's huge drills every day in major cities terrorizing people to acclimate the public for military occupation. It's all coming up, but here's what I want to explain to you. We cover it a lot in my film that's been out 6 years, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available on DVD at Infowars.com, but in higher quality, or at PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's free on YouTube, folks. But don't have it be pearls before swine. Okay, go watch it. It has an online bibliography, whatistheendgame.com, whatistheendgame.com, so you can double-check every 30 seconds. We have it marked on the time code with a bibliography. Where the UN says they want to exterminate at least 80% of the public, where they state it's U.S. government policy, the British Royal Commission on Population, anything we quote in the film, it's right there. Even if it's George Herbert Walker Bush calling for world government, new world order, and everybody knows he did that, and we show the State of the Union, we still give the date, where they said it, and where we got it. The date in Congress of the United States. State of the Union. I mean, everything documented. It's like an online film book. Here's my basic indictment. We've had the different population associations on that have broken down the numbers. These numbers are fact. You can look them up. The eugenicist 150 years ago, well, actually about 163 years ago now, by 1850, the robber baron British royalty and others, because even the other financial elite were interbreeding, so they were having a lot of deformed children, mentally ill children. The reason they started marrying commoners by the 1930s or so was because Queen Elizabeth has a bunch of siblings, and they all of them had to get locked up, just completely insane and deformed, and it's a very sad story. But that's why they've now been forced to marry commoners. See, they're so elite, they can't even have kids. Because of the psychos inbreeding together. And I mean psychos. They inbred psychopathic traits to create, it's like a, you know, certain breeds of dogs are overbred and completely insane. I mean, everybody knows that. It's many times worse with humans. I mean, most Egyptians, that's why they would have a dynasties collapse over and over again. Because, you know, the oldest would live to be about 20. And imagine, these would be completely mentally retarded, king, sterile, unable to talk, totally deformed, and they would prop them up and worship them as God, and then whatever utterances came from their mouth, they would then follow immediately. And this is what we go through. So they were obsessed with, why are we dying? Why are we deformed? And so all their scientists said, we're going to discover it. So they discovered genetics out of it. Came eugenics. Well, first eugenics, then genetics, then bioethics. Biometrics is over 100 years old. Everything you know, the first computers, IBM was commissioned by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers to create computers to try to track why the elites were having, you know, most of their kids were dying at stillbirth. And this is all on record. Race studies, the Hollerith machines. It was IBM machines the Nazis had to put the tattoos on people. I'm going to come back and finish this. I say I'll do it simply, but it's just incredible. This is everything. This is why it's all like this. And they've made the decision to cut off the resources incrementally over time because they've learned you can't resist that. I'm going to explain it all when we come back and then get into why all this other stuff is happening. Because if you don't know this basic foundation, you won't know anything.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking.
Are we going to do what they say?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have reverse engineered this entire thing, and it isn't hard. The globalists have all written books going back over 160 years describing the problems, why they've done what they've done, why they made the decisions, because they see the general public as absolute dumb animals. Really, the general public just isn't lusting after power. The general public is a mix of good people, bad people, ugly people, evil people, sweet people, creative people, eccentric people. It takes all kinds to make the world go round. But hereditary power always ends up taking over, whether it's North Korea, whether it's the kings of Europe, whether it's the kings of Japan, the emperors, whether it's been the kings of the Chinese. The communists always just end up turning the Politburo into an above-the-law hereditary royalty. You go to places like North Korea, they're now, in some cases, four generations into people who are given the seat on the government council or given the seat in the local government job and given the house that their grandfather had that was given to them by the communist. And this is what they set up. And so imagine you've got inbred groups already inbreeding for being aggressive, being ruthless, being cunning, being smart. let's say, if your ancestor is William the Conqueror, who was a particularly powerful king, obviously out of France, what is France today, because he was from a commoner. A king in that area, mated with particularly aggressive barbarian woman. And so then you get William the Bastard, as he was known, and he then goes into England and takes over. So they weren't all psychopaths, but they were cunning, smart, aggressive. Then you inbreed psychopaths, control freaks, sadists, because they're willing to do the horrible things to stay in power. In fact, they enjoy it. So it's an attribute for their type of cancer to take control, to see the general public as cattle, the prey animal, they the Morlocks, we the Eloi, to use an H.G. Wells analogy, which he wrote nonfiction books admitting that was an analogy of the ruling class and the general population, that we were pure, that we were beautiful, that we were sweet. Didn't matter. You won't rule things from the subterranean keep like the Morlocks. You're going to be fed on. And when one of you gets grabbed and drug away, the others will just run and hide in the bushes but come back out. And so that's what they do. That they see us like animals. They say we're animals. And the entire technological system, unlimited money, the unlimited stolen money of countries and peoples and tribes and other empires, has all been poured. Imagine you're the elite. You say, all my kids are dying. My royal line is dying. We've got massive mental illness. That's why this whole government system, this train that's already been built, that we've been put on, that's a self-oiling, mechanized, perpetual motion system, that's why it just continues forward. Because thousands of trillions in the aggregate, and that's conservative, has been pumped into it in the last 160-plus years. And a melding of the ancient empires, a melding of the ancient royal systems, the corruptions, all the corrupt minions that served and climbed into the ranks to become lords, and then to add their genetics to the pool of the super shark, super aggressive cancer. It's a cancer cell in a body system. They're right, we are a collective, but the individual is what makes us strong. An individual operating correctly is the opposite of the collective, but is within the collective. They create a false collective where a cancer program is overlaid, and they know it's a cancer and know it will destroy the old system, which they live off of. So they decided to fully re-engineer the entire old system where everything else is eradicated and it's only cancer. And this is not going to work. It's never worked, but they believe technology is going to allow them. And they all talk about this. Bertrand Russell and Ted Turner and Paul Ehrlich and just all of them. They all write these papers. I've listed them here. I've made films about them where they sit and talk about this. You just thinly, in many cases, not even veiled. And so that's why they've gone to a system now where they're going to shut off the resources incrementally to bankrupt you and make you go under their control so they can then sterilize you, so they can then death panel you, so they can then euthanize you. And that's why they brag that they fund and run most of the big sitcoms, movies, dramas with product placement, propaganda placement, that they're now, you hear it on the shock radio. You hear it, you see it in the movies, making fun of old people, making fun of babies, saying children are gross, being married is stupid, men are all dumb, women are in charge, not to empower women, to isolate them, and to make them be under state control and only trust the state as their husband. And that's what they say, the state will be the husband. And so they're taking control of the human system at a subconscious level, and they even write about this, they realize it, because they hate the strength of the unwashed masses. They hate the vigor. They hate the hybrid power. They hate it to the ends of the earth. It is a glaring light to them. And they want it blotted out. So really, this is why I indict them, and I'll get the rest of the news. The globalists know that once you industrialize a country and even bring in clean industry, that the population, I said, goes down to about, for every two adults, they have on average two children. That's not actually accurate. In the entire industrialized world, it's about 1.5. The U.S. is right at two people for every two, but that's because of the 10 million or so immigrants brought in every 5 years. We're actually imploding as well. I mean, it's different numbers every year, but it's about 1.3 children for every two children in Italy. About 1.3 to 1.2 in Japan. It's about 1.5 in Germany. It's about 1.3, 1.4 in Russia. It's about 1.3 in Britain, if you cut out the immigrant influx. So the West is dying. And this was done through social engineering, done through the 50s and 60s social revolution sold as empowerment that actually destroyed the family, to get the both people working so now the state raises your children. It's a very diabolical plan. Now, that's the plan they're going with in the West. They have a surface plan in Africa, Asia, Latin America, claiming that through the sitcoms and dramas and conditioning. And they admit it's all conditioning. And laugh, look at the little animals, they don't know we're doing this. Now they stand around. I mean, I got a video posted at Infowars.com. You know, top professors, top globalists, the head of the UN program. And they just sit there and laugh at you that this is all public. And they talk about how they're going to incrementally do this. And they've got all the PhDs out there. All the people about to get their PhDs in the graduate program. Sitting there listening to this, getting off on it. And they go to TED TV events, and they have, you know, the intelligentsia there, the technocrats there, the mid-level technocrats, and they say, yeah, we're going to reduce this number and show an equation of humans with carbon dioxide and show it going to zero, which means zero humans. Everybody laughs, and Bill Gates laughs. See, it's all a laugh because that's gang sign. It's like they speak another language. It's an equation, very simple equation. But they know people watching that, how are they even going to know an equation? They don't know what the three branches of government are. They show an equation that they're going to kill us. And he actually says, we've got to get this number down to zero using vaccines to lower their population. He even says it, shows the equation, and then they all laugh. Yeah, it's funny to them, see, because they're not really trying to save the planet. That's how they get the low-level people into this. They're a bunch of inbred psychopath sadists up top. And you read the 1949 Royal Commission on Population, that's the blueprint of all the modern stuff we followed. Ehrlich, the UN, Agenda 21, UNESCO, all of it. You read all of that, Biological Diversity Assessment 96, all of it. They say, well, if we go in and do clean industry or even give them basic horticulture and drill wells for them, water wells. They talk about how the Christian missionaries are going in and actually helping people, and that's going to be a problem. They go, we've got to come in claiming we're helping, but we've got to block all this development, even though it'll lower their population. And they'll start having less than two kids because, you know, they'll be informed. They'll want to have some more wealth. They won't need, you know, 10 kids because half of them are going to die to take care of them in their old age. Plus, the only wealth you have is being really poor is children. By the way, it is the real wealth. But the point is that the globalists all know. They've all got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. They all know that. They just, you know, Ted Turner's got 5, and you know, biggest landowner, and 15 jet airplanes and all the rest of it. You're a useless eater. He's not, according to his mindset. So you've got all this going on. They blocked, and they say this in the 1949 Commission on Population. You can pull up the synopsis online. You've got to go to the library, to find it. We've done it. We've shown it in films, shown the screenshots. They admit, they just say, we're just going to keep them from industrializing. That'll cause a population explosion, but we'll then just mitigate that. And of course, that's the vaccines and programs at a certain point. But we want to use that cheap labor pool in select development zones with a mercantile model. That's globalism 2.0 is globalism of mercantile, a selective system, a selective insider crony system where they pick the winners to leverage out the West so we can then social engineer them. So they want to social engineer the West because we're the real target. Highest education, highest IQ, genetically in the studies, whatever issue you want to look at, that's the main target. Of course, these are all averages. And they're also targeting the Chinese. Again, they're also targeting the Japanese. But they're targeting every other country, ladies and gentlemen. And countries like Africa are just slated for extermination. That's why some countries have lost half their population in the last 30 years. I mean, this is so diabolical. To grow a giant people bomb, point out the problem, offer your solution, globalism, which is really blocking clean energies that are developed while claiming you're promoting them and then only using that as wealth transfers in boondoggles that aren't even supposed to work on record. Solyndra and others where they don't even build anything. And fake electric cars while blocking carburetors in the 70s that got 100 miles to the gallon on record. You see how small, I mean, this is so evil, ladies and gentlemen, because they're cheating. They're cheating. They're not smarter than us that they're in control. These royals in almost every dynasty, no matter which group they were, African royals, and there were plenty of those. It was a king of Africa who ruled the Middle East for a while. Probably the richest man in history. Some estimates show you can look that up. That show that richest man in world history was African. The Asians had their kings. All of it. It's the same system that they were willing to then always kill. Whoever became the king or the queen would then kill or lock up their family members. Meet Mansa Musa, the first of Mali, the richest human being in all of history. Now, there's an example, and a painting of him. Okay, so this is the type of stuff that goes on, and they all operate the same. So just like a grizzly bear will go and smell, a male grizzly bear will go and smell a male baby and try to kill it because he sees it as a threat later in territory and food and mates, just like lions and tigers do that. The system is doing that, but to all of us in a power grab. They see us as, and we can show the article out of the UN just last week, as locusts, as a horde of locusts. You know, with grasshoppers coming and eating all the plants down to the roots. They see us as a disease because this is their world they've conquered. But then the sick thing is they actually increased populations, kept them from stabilizing as a people bomb, to leverage out the West and sell the West on eugenics ideas, because most trendies will tell you, of course there's too many people. Of course, yeah. Of course they're putting stuff in the water. What do you think? We've got to do this for the Earth. They're not even doing it for that. They're doing it to just control everybody and their main target. It's come out a decade ago or more. They have school study tests where they give them to 6th and 7th graders. And the boys that show the highest aptitude, black, white, doesn't matter, and who show the leadership traits, those are the ones that get flagged. You get called into the principal's office or the nurse's office, and they say, you're a troublemaker. We want to put you on Ritalin. Even when the people aren't troublemakers, they try to put them on it because it's targeted to cause neuron death, brain shrinkage, and also organ problems. The heart gets larger and has ventricle issues. That's just a few of the side effects. This is a scientific program laid out in grids like we're animals, you know, in a coyote extermination program or something. They're trying to wipe people out, dumb down their opposition, neutralize, put the public in a trance, and then carry out the orderly, gradual, ambient extermination of the general population. Now, there's Margaret Sanger quote, the most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. When she was talking about kids, period. This is a death cult. And so these people stand around like they're saviors of the world. They're not saviors of the world. They are stealing the world. And by the way, it's the globalists doing open-air genetic planting all over the planet. They're the ones with thousands of laboratories, thousands, firing gene guns into random plant, animal, bacterial, you name it, organisms to create mutations. They're the ones releasing the ingredients to mouse pox for humans that kills over 90% of those that come in contact with it, and it's airborne. They're the ones, these UT Professor Pianca and Dr. Peter Singer, at Princeton, and all of them. Go look up any head of a biology department, type in eugenics population control. You're not let into the club unless you're for this. That's why Pianca, remember this famously 5 years ago, gave a speech to the Texas Academy of Sciences. He got their highest award. He's gotten global awards, been to Europe. And he said, I look forward to the airborne Ebola being released and 90% of us dying, including my family. It's sad, but it's for the better. And there was a standing 3-minute ovation. Photos were taken, newspapers reported, with crying. Oh, yeah. Even my family's gonna die. And everyone was so moved by it. They just, yes, all the top Texas Academy of Sciences people. I talked to the reporters that were there. They were taking photos and covered it. and they estimated 90% stood in the ovation, and it went on for 3 minutes as he projected on the PowerPoint a giant screen of pile of red skulls. Red skulls. We actually went and did a Google search later of that photo. It's a Rwandan pile of skulls. You can actually do an image search. Giant red pile of skulls, and they're in their church. They're in their church. Standing ovation. Oh, oh, standing ovation. Standing ovation. It's their church. It's their time to cry. It's their time to have a sacrament. It's their time to take the blood of Satan, not the blood of Jesus. It's their time to take communion. It's their time. It's their time. It's their time. Their time. And as your factory shut down, as your business is shut down, as things bankrupt and rot, they see it as a victory. As Detroit falls, they see it as a victory. And then they all are building a Gen 21 compact subsystem districts that are openly known in the Planned-opolis documents and all their statements as the governing corporate stakeholder zone. Those will be armored. Those will be lavished. The latest medical systems, the latest entertainment. Unlimited power. Those areas are exempt from the rolling blackouts already globally going in. They turn our power off now on rolling blackouts in Austin to the point we have to have generators. I'm talking about taxes on those. But the, quote, government district downtown and the key Agenda 21 new high-rises, they are exempt. And they're exempt from the increased power prices. The city of Austin decides what you pay according to your needs. They decide.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Starting today, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-9-
Since I know I'm ranting, you should be ranting too. You should be really upset as well. I mean, this is all public. I mean, if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the featured news section, population control propaganda, we get very little opposition from the public because we are very gradual evolving the characters on the TV shows. This is going on all over the world. And it's got the quotes in there about how they're basically breaking up society and the family to save the earth from population, and how it's all Paul Ehrlich's plan and how it's the UN plan. And this is at Yale. And there are literally thousands of these videos where they sit around, and the Yale put this on its science section website. They're not hiding this, okay? Because they know the average person that watches TV, you tell them, hey, there's messages in there. There's messages in there. They're like, oh, yeah, right, there's messages. What, do we live in the Soviet Union? That's why you've got all the anti-gun messages, all the anti-founding father messages. You know, I was last night up here working, and I saw a clip of that Milwaukee sheriff on Piers Morgan, I guess on Monday. I'd missed it, or Tuesday. It had been a few days ago, and Piers Morgan was sitting there talking to him about, why aren't you for any background checks? You know, why don't you want to close the loopholes? And the sheriff's like, because it doesn't work. Criminals are still going to get guns. And that's the whole point. There's already background checks on law-abiding citizens. But they're using that to come after us. And I've got gun purge news where that's happening, of people with no criminal record, veterans and others, getting arrested and charged with felonies in New York before the law even went into effect. Checkpoints where it's a routine vehicle check. Oh, you have a 30 mag clip in a bag in your back seat. You're going to jail. That's to a veteran who's involved running a program raising money for other veterans. Won big awards in the community. And people are like, he's a veteran. He wins awards. Why is the sheriff's department, why is the grand jury throwing the book at him? You're the enemy. You're a robot that's now to be decommissioned. You've gone out and fought for the New World Order, been shot up with the deadly vaccines, and they're not killing you fast enough. The DU isn't killing you fast enough. You're supposed to come back here and die or go to prison. You're the number one enemy. You're what Homeland Security is targeting. I've got all these articles where vets are getting targeted. It's like, it's weird. They're pulling vets over. The cops just say they're pulling me over for no reason. They've got your license plate scanned. You're in a database. It's telling them in many of these major cities to pull you over. See, now it's not just warrants or priors with these scanners. It's now vet. That's a vet pulling over. And they know when they're vets, they walk over. So you're a vet. Got back from Iraq last year. Get out of the car. I'm going to search it. Look, they're coming for everybody, okay? They're coming for us. They want to start a civil war. They've got a purge going. I've got a stack of articles on that front. This is social engineering, where they hire cops now that'll follow orders and show they'll follow orders, and they put them on the street, and a lot of them will do whatever they're told. You've either got departments run by good people that are saying, get guns, protect yourself, this is tyranny. You got 1,000-plus Green Berets signing a public letter saying they're going to resist this, and it's tyranny. You've got people showing whose side they're on. You're either going to kneel to this or you're going to resist it. And we better resist it in the info war right now. By the way, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we are giving away 150,000 bumper stickers free in groups of 50. InfoWars.com bumper stickers. Average sticker gets seen about 20,000 times a year, they estimate, depending on where you live. 10 to 30,000. So I just say 20. Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving 150,000 away. How many tens of millions is that that'll see it? InfoWars.com stickers. Save the Constitution. InfoWarsStore.com. They're going really quick. I put it up last night. Go there. Send us your email. Free shipping. Free stickers. 100% free. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.